Eric.
Hey, Nikki.
Hey.
What's up?
What are you afraid of? Okay, I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
When you were a child, what was your biggest or smallest fear? Like, what was something that scared you when you were a kid?
My parents let me watch The Simpsons when I was a kid.
Uh-oh.
Which led to all sorts of bad behavior later in life.
Yeah, like skateboarding, where it says not to skateboard.
And... saying the phrase, cowabunga, dude.
Yeah.
No, wait, that was Ninja Turtles.
did say cowabunga a lot, didn't
no,
he?
No, he said, don't have a cow, man.
Yeah, don't have a cow. I feel like cowabunga just, it started with Ninja Turtles, but then it just kind of ended up everywhere because everybody was saying it after that show.
So yeah, my parents used to let me watch The Simpsons. Every time around Halloween, they would have an episode called Treehouse of Horror.
Oh yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, and I remember one specifically that like had a bunch of zombies like killing and eating a bunch of people in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And after I watched that episode, for whatever reason, like when I went to go like take a shower or bath by myself, like I would have this fear that zombies would just like bust through the wall.
Like literally bust through the wall.
Yeah, while just you're... this irrational fear that...
But only while you're in the shower or bath, not
yeah,
like
but only when I was
sleeping
like
or...
by myself for a moment, like just bath time. I don't know why.
A bunch of zombies or just one big zombie?
A bunch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't really know what zombies were when I was a kid, so that's probably good. My fear was probably something too realistic, but mice and rats, ugh, they just really creep me out.
Yeah.
They're so gross.
Did you have any encounters with any as a kid?
Yeah, we used to have the house that I lived in when I was a kid. We would get these big, big rats under the porch. Oh my God, they were huge and like they were so scary. And one time my dad showed me one that he caught in like this giant rat trap. And I think that's really what caused the fear,
just seeing how big they can get.
Oh my God, they're so creepy looking. Some people have them as pets and stuff. And I'm just like, no, never. But anyways, we're talking about our childhood fears because of today's game, right?
Yeah. So we played Little Nightmares.
Yes.
So these were our childhood nightmares.
Yeah. And Little Nightmares, by the way, is a puzzle platform horror stealth game developed by Tazier Studios and published by Bandai Namco Entertainment for PlayStation 4, Windows, and Xbox One, released in April of 2017. A Nintendo Switch version was released in May 2018, and Little Nightmares follows the journey of Six, a hungry little girl who must escape the Maw, which is an iron vessel inhabited by monstrous, twisted beings.
So
that's
did you
a pretty good description.
Yeah, did you realize like the main character's name was Six or
no.
The ship was named the Maw?
I did not. Not at all. Not until I started reading up more about the game.
And not like Maul as in M A L L, but M A W Maul.
Maul. Like Maul Maul. <Just kidding. laughs>
Let's go to the Maw.
Yeah, not that Maul, the Maw. Anyways. Spoiler warning, we are going to discuss the story of this game, and there's a little bit of a twist, and we'll also be talking about that.
Yeah, a good twist. Are you ready, Nikki, to get into the history of Little Nightmares?
I don't know. Honestly, I'm a little scared.
There's nothing I can do to help that.
Okay. Well, I guess we can carry on then. Able to find a good bit about the history?
I found a little bit.
A little bit for Little Nightmares.
Yeah, it's a little history for a little game.
All right. Well, let's go.
So Little Nightmares was developed by a Swedish developer, Tazier Studios, mm-hmm. which you mentioned. So the studio got its start working on projects for Sony It didn't directly develop the Little Big Planet games, but they worked on them, like developing their DLC for the game series. But have you ever heard of any of the Little Big Planet games?
Not really. The name sounds familiar, but that's about it.
Okay, like their main character was Sackboy. It was kind of like a 2.5D platformer. It was a pretty big
game series. I've definitely seen that game on like PlayStation and stuff, but I've never played it.
Yeah.
But so, I know since you said Sackboy, that kind of, reminded me.
And I've seen it played, but I've never played it myself, too.
It looks pretty fun, though.
Yeah, it looked like a pretty fun platformer. But they didn't worked directly on those games. Mm-hmm. Well, they worked like on the DLC and some kind of like some side projects of that game series for a long time for Sony. That's kind of how they got their start.
Yeah, you gotta start small.
You gotta start little. So after working on those games, Tazier followed up with a 2015 platform adventure game called Tearaway Unfolded. Have you heard of this game?
No.
Unfortunately, you and a lot of people haven't heard of this game either.
I'm not alone.
So while it reviewed pretty well, it was considered a commercial failure due to a poor marketing campaign.
Yeah, that'll do it. Word of mouth can only do so much.
Yeah, it looked like kind of a cool game. It had these kind of like paper aesthetic for its graphics.
Okay.
But it kind of released at a bad time. Like there was a bunch of other big games that released right at the same time.
Okay.
That kind of like covered up its release a little bit.
Overshadowed it. Yeah.
To this point, Sony had always been the studio's publisher. And so when they went to pitch their next game to Sony, which was Little Nightmares, Sony basically told them that it wasn't a big enough and ambitious enough project for them. So they passed on it.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of makes sense. We sort of talked in the last episode how Sony started to cut back on more independent games. And this is definitely a more independent type of feeling game. It's not a God of War, it's not a Fortnite. It's like 5 hours long. It's a little game.
Yeah, I don't even think it's even 5 hours. It's more like closer to 3, I think.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah,
I saw online 5, but maybe that's if you're really just checking every little thing out, you know,
hugging all the gnomes.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of felt like Sony put up a sign like you have to be this tall to ride the ride.
Yeah.
And it was like just
too
little.
You have to make us this amount of money to even get a chance.
Yeah. So instead, Tazier struck a deal with publisher Bandai Namco, which invested in the project with the intent of producing multiple games.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see where that's kind of going.
And don't they do Pac-Man games and arcade games and stuff? Because I know Namco, that definitely sounds familiar.
Yeah,
like I can see the logo.
Yeah, they go way back.
Mm-hmm.
So Little Nightmares originally had a different name when it was still in development. It was one word. Do you want to take a guess at it? It's kind of one of the overall themes of the game.
Darkness.
No.
Stealth.
No.
No. Fear.
A little too on the nose.
Ooh, okay.
Well, what's another thing? Like 6 is constantly like this.
Hungry.
Hunger.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so it was originally, the working name was Hunger.
Okay.
They decided that Hunger was not going to be very easy to search for, though.
True.
Around that time, like the Hunger Games were still pretty big.
Oh my gosh. And even without the Hunger Games, I bet a bunch of recipes and stuff like that would come up.
Yeah, so they decided to change it to try to get better SEO. Search engine optimization.
Oh, I know all about SEO.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually. Even though Little Nightmares still, I feel like, could bring some stuff up, but definitely not as much as Hunger.
Yeah. So in regards to like the main inspiration for the game, the lead writer, Dave Marvick, said in an interview, "We wanted to create a world that could almost have been reported by a child. If you listen to a kid recounting an event, it's just full of energy and hyperbole, and things are always bigger, faster, and stronger and larger than life. It's the kind of world we wanted to work with, and one that works perfectly with the vision of the art team." So do you feel like the childlike viewpoint was captured well within this game?
I do. You for sure feel very small in this game. That's one of the very first things you notice. when you very first wake up in the very first scene of the game, you're basically in a suitcase and you fit in the suitcase. So, and there's also one point in the game where you're climbing outside of the mall and a bird flies by and you're about the same size as a bird. So that gives you some perspective on how little you are in the game. And just the mechanics, the stuff that you're climbing is not stuff you would really climb.
Like climbing a fridge and stuff like that.
Climbing a fridge, climbing a chest of drawers, shelves and stuff. But the shelves are huge to you. You know, you're walking on bookshelves. So, yeah, that's one of the first things you notice is how small you are and how small you feel in the rooms and environment.
How about some of the other major themes, which were greed and consumption?
They could have played that up a little bit more, I think. Maybe because the game's kind of short. But you only eat maybe, what, 4 or 5 times? It's not like you're constantly eating.
But, like, if you look at, like, the passengers and stuff, like, and the chefs and, you know.
That's true. Some of the other characters are definitely gluttonous. But your character, I don't know, isn't necessarily, but they're also not around a lot of food, so maybe they would be if they just had a buffet of food in front of them. Who knows? But I feel like they could have played up the themes a little bit more. I mean, it doesn't have to be hit you on the head with it or anything, but it could have been stronger, I feel like.
I disagree. I thought the consumption was captured really well. Hmm. Like, there are dirty dishes and plates and just food all over the place.
Okay.
Well, not really food that looks appetizing.
It's not throughout the entire game that you see that.
Yeah, it's mostly in the kitchen and in the dining room areas.
So, I mean, I see it, but
I mean,
if they're wanting that to be an overall theme, I don't know.
2 of the 5 levels.
Yeah.
Anyway, so another detail noted by Davis was the main character's bright yellow raincoat, which is intended to make her stand out and so that you feel like she doesn't really belong there.
You know, I was kind of wondering about the functionality of the raincoat because it doesn't seem like it serves any purpose functionally. But I do see it does make her stand out. The environment coloring is very dark. And so the bright yellow rain jacket does help you, especially with the platforming and stuff, make sure you know where you are.
Yeah.
You know, and you're not going to walk off of a platform or...
If nothing else, just from the game mechanic side where it's easy to see your character.
Exactly. And it does give the character a little bit of... I don't know why it's creepy, but it's a little creepy.
Yeah, your character is kind of creepy.
Yeah. You don't really see the face very much. I think that's a part of it. And it's like, why are you wearing a rain jacket inside?
It's not even raining.
Yeah. It's not even raining. Weird.
Weird. Little Nightmares generally received positive reviews and sold over 1 million copies after about a year of release. And by 2020, it had sold more than 2 million copies. So it was a commercial success for the company.
I would say so. I definitely remember hearing about this game and seeing it a lot on the PlayStation store and just the PlayStation page, I guess. If you're on your PlayStation and you look at the news and like stuff like that, I don't know, I just remember seeing it a bunch on social media and on the PlayStation promo stuff and
pretty
things
good
like that.
Yeah, it was advertised pretty well.
Yeah.
And then it worked out because, you know, obviously we have Little Nightmares 2, and
I wonder if they got a new marketing firm or something to help with the marketing.
I think it falls more on the publisher.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like Sony didn't really market their game well. I think Bandai Namco is doing a much better job, which is good for Tazier Studios.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready for some fun facts?
Oh, yeah. Fun facts.
So earlier in the game's development, there was a different intro sequence planned, which involved Six being abducted from her family along with other children and working as slaves in the mall. Do you think the game needed more of an intro, or are you just happy with just, hey, here's your character and let's go?
It definitely leaves more up to your own imagination for you to fill in the blanks, which I kind of like. It makes that a little more ominous and creepy, not knowing.
Yeah.
You just wake up in this random place. I don't know. I think less is more sometimes. I feel like they could have put more story in throughout the game, though.
Yeah, maybe like remnants of like the society or where she came from or a journal or something.
Possibly, but we can talk about that later.
Okay, yeah. So fun fact number two, in an early demo of the game, it was possible for Six to whistle and attract enemy attention. So I'm not really sure what the purpose of that would be other than making the game harder.
Yeah.
Do you want to whistle as Six?
I don't know if that would make it harder or not, because sometimes you do have to throw the toys.
Oh, yeah,
throw that. To distract the enemies, so...
But whistling would just attract them towards you.
Yeah.
Like, throwing the symbol monkey, for example, is a great way to, like, distract someone.
Oh, are you saying that Six would just be whistling all the time?
No, there's, like, a button to have her whistle.
I couldn't imagine using that very often. That's probably why they got rid of it.
Yeah.
Because people probably didn't use it.
All right, so fun fact number three. In 2017, there was an announcement of Little Nightmares being adapted into a television series by the Russo brothers, the people who made Captain America Civil War and Winter Soldier. Unfortunately, there was never any follow-up information, and the series is largely thought to have, like, never really have panned out. Do you think the game would make a good TV show? Yeah, it was announced in 2017, but never came through.
I mean, they could probably take the story and make something with it. I don't know if they have that much to work with.
It is like a pretty, I don't want to say it's overly simple, but it's not like a super complicated story.
Yeah, they would have to add a lot to it. So yeah. I think definitely they could do it for sure. But would it be good? I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, this kind of follows the trend of like, hey, video games can be movies too. So I think maybe... The thought was, hey, let's take this IP and make it into, there's a lot we could do with it.
Yeah.
And would have that name, that IP already people have associated with.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting to see what they would do with this as a series. You would need to keep that creepiness and definitely play up the other themes, the greed and the gluttony. Maybe even go with a whole Seven Deadly Sins theme or something. I don't know, but...
Yeah, just go ahead and go for all seven.
You'd have to add a lot, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, so that's all my fun facts.
Awesome, good job.
Thanks. Yeah, just a little history.
Yeah. So let's talk about the story a little bit, because I got curious after I played this game. How do you know your name is Six? If you don't look it up on the internet.
Yeah, because you look it up on the internet. That's okay. What I was going to say.
Because when I read that, I was like, I don't remember seeing that in the game. I'm not sure how you would know that that's your name.
I remember seeing the mall, like some of the levels refer to it.
Okay, okay.
So I know you can find out the ship's name. I'm not sure how you find out Six's name. Maybe it's somewhere within the game menu or something.
Yeah.
Or within the art, or yeah, maybe one of the extras or something, extra features.
Maybe. I immediately went to look up what the story of this game was.
Yeah.
Because it's not very obvious to me. It seems like they want you to more or less interpret it how you want to interpret it.
Yeah, and I kind of like that.
And they keep it sort of open like that, which I do enjoy. But sometimes I just want to know. I just want to know the facts.
You were curious enough to want to look it up, so that's saying something, right?
That's true. That's true. And there's a lot of theories out there, which I appreciate people putting out their own thoughts on the game, which I think is a good sign of a good game if you have a lot of people trying to come up with their own stuff. But also, it's weird enough to where I want to know what the story creators think the story is. But what do you think the story is?
Well, let's just go over the basics of what it is. So even though there isn't any dialogue or I don't think even written stuff.
Like, not really.
The game actually still tells a pretty good story just visually. So you play as a girl named Six. No one tells you that your name's Six.
And apparently you're 9 years old.
Yeah. So you're very young.
Yeah. Which I read online. They don't tell you any of this stuff.
Yeah. So you're trapped in a ship called the Maul, equipped only with a lighter.
Yes, which is very handy.
Well, I mean, not for defending yourself, but for, like, lighting
seeing
candles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as you work your way through the ship, you encounter different monsters you need to avoid, including the blind janitor with extremely long arms, those chefs that are super gross looking.
Twins, yeah.
And those passengers, the hungry, hungry passengers.
Mm-hmm.
Who will,
a lot of creepy
who
things.
Do these this weird crawl if they see you. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, ugh. And they try to get you in their mouth. Ugh.
So while you're going through the different areas of the ship, Six has these like bouts where she gets like super hungry.
Yeah.
And she'll need to basically eat whatever she can find immediately.
It's a debilitating kind of hunger where you can't even walk anymore.
Yeah. It's extremely slow walking. Ugh.
And you get these massive stomach pains from being so hungry.
So basically, yeah, you have to eat like scraps of meat or a rat or a gnome holding a piece of sausage. Never mind the piece of sausage.
Yeah. It kind of makes you question if you're even a good guy, you know?
Yeah, especially when the first time you start to question it, I feel like, is when you have like a friendly gnome who's like, hey, here's some food. And then she eats the gnome instead of the food.
Yes.
You get to a final boss lady who's named the Lady, who basically sucks out souls. She mm-hmm. can suck out your souls just by getting close. And you kind of defeat her with a mirror and then you consume her.
Yeah, it gets dark.
Yeah. I guess because you're so hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you eat her, you basically have her power to suck out souls, which is, this is the ending. And I kind of like this ending because, yeah, you have Six who basically can walk freely around the ship now. And she's walking towards the exit. And everyone who basically lunges at her, like, has their soul sucked out.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a pretty
which
cool
really
ending.
Which really makes you feel evil.
Yeah. And I actually liked it because it's like, oh, okay, wow, was Six actually the bad guy the whole time?
Yeah.
Like, maybe everyone had a pretty good reason to want to get rid of her.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. You don't know her past. I mean, she's not very old, but still.
Yeah. And that would kind of, like, contradict the fun fact with the intro sequence I had earlier where she was kidnapped from her family and all mm-hmm. that stuff. But yeah, I actually really like
that.
Maybe
that's why they took it out, so you could feel more evil or question it more.
I think so. I agree. The game doesn't really need that intro sequence.
Mm-hmm.
And it leaves a lot more to your imagination without it.
Yeah. And it sets up more fear of the Lady too, because they just kind of show her and she looks kind of creepy and scary, and you're like, oh, I'm definitely gonna have to encounter her later.
Oh yeah, especially like when you have to break that pot to get the key out.
Yeah.
And it's like you break the pot and then it's like, okay, she's just in the other room, she's gonna come in here immediately because that's been the mechanic the entire mm-hmm. time. So you go to hide and you're just sitting there waiting.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, you kind of like creep out and then you go back to the room and she's gone and like, okay, when is she going to pop out?
Yeah.
It was very well done. I like the little ending sequence.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
All right. So let's get into our review, pros and cons.
Yeah, let's do it.
So what did you like?
I really love the art design and the character design for this game. The enemies, I guess you would say, are super creepy. They do their job at creeping you out.
Yeah, I liked all the enemies, the monsters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think my favorite was probably the janitor with the extremely long arms.
Oh my God.
Those arms and the way he just like touches and feels like he wears a blindfold, so he has to touch everything. But yeah, he's very creepy.
I don't know. I thought the twins, the chefs, were very creepy because they're butchering meat and stuff. And then they just kind of stick it up their face mask. It's like they're wearing a loose face
of just like
of someone else over their head. And they just shove food up in it. And it's so gross. Yeah, I love how monochromatic everything is. And then you have that pop of the yellow rain jacket or raincoat. It makes for some really beautiful images.
Yeah.
Some stills.
Yeah, it is very, like, artistically pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of my pros is I really do like the way the game tells its story. Like, the lack of dialogue, the just leaving it to your imagination. And I feel like that works really well for a horror game, too, because, you know, you fill in some of those blanks with scary stuff.
Yeah.
Just naturally.
And I don't know if I've ever played really any other game that doesn't have dialogue. like this. I mean, I've played games where you read the dialogue, you know, like Undertale or something like that, where you're not hearing them say it, but you're reading it. But I don't know if I've ever played a game where you're not reading words, you're not really hearing words.
Well, I think of like some of those old games. I think of like the original Mario Brothers or something like that.
Well, even then you have Bowser at the end saying something, or the princess saying something. This literally has no words, I don't think. No dialogue.
That's a good point.
It's a very uniquely designed game, I think. Another thing I like is I think they did a really good job of balancing fun puzzles and fun platforming. I don't think you have to have a super high skill level to play this game. As far as platforming goes, it's not a Mario or I don't know, Super Meat Boy or anything like that.
Or Mega Man.
Yeah, or Mega Man. But it's still really fun, and I feel like a lot of different people could play this game.
Yeah, I agree. I loved how fluidly it moved between these different genres, so you don't even really think about it. But you go through a section, and it's like more puzzle-based, and then you get to a section that's more stealth.
Yeah, and I didn't even think about the stealth stuff until I was reading more about the game, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I guess you do have to be pretty sneaky.
Yeah, you have to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Side fun fact, the creators didn't like to think of it as a stealth game because stealth implied some sort of like power to the main character.
Okay.
Whereas they thought of it more as like hide and seek.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, yeah, you're pretty much defenseless.
That's true.
So yeah, the puzzles for me were probably my favorite part of this game. I don't know why the horror genre works so well with a backdrop for puzzle games, but it just does. I think it adds that extra bit of suspense to the trying to solve the puzzle.
Yeah, I agree. They did a really good job with the puzzles. We'll get into more about the puzzles later, but I had a really good time playing this game. I thought the game was creepy and unsettling, but not make me stay up at night, have little nightmares or big nightmares about the game. I thought it was just creepy enough to be the next stepping stone of our horror series.
We're working our way up.
Definitely scarier than What Remains of Edith Finch, but not as scary as where we're going to go next.
Ooh, nice.
A little foreshadowing there. Do you have anything else you like about the game, Eric?
That's all I got for pros.
One more thing I would like to mention is I think the music and sound design for this game is really good. Since there's not any dialogue, the sound effects and the music really, I feel like, get more attention. And some of the sounds are so perfect. Like when the enemy would capture you and like crunch you or smush you or whatever. They just did a really good job with those sound effects. And I thought it did a good job of enhancing the unsettlingness and the creepiness of the game.
Yeah, the suspense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very good. All right, so moving on to cons. So one So one of the things that I had as a con is I think the length of the game runs a tad on the short side for me.
Yeah, I agree.
It honestly left me wanting more, which isn't really a bad place to be. But, you know, because it's only like 2 or 3 hours in length, just keep that in mind before you buy it.
Yeah.
We actually got it for free as part of the PlayStation Plus. So, but yeah, I think it normally runs like,
I think it's more than 2 hours. I would definitely say 3 to 5 hours, depending on how much you want to explore everything. But yeah, I definitely think it's too short. I wanted it to be longer.
Yeah. And also depending on how much you die.
Yeah. So that would be, depending on how much I paid for it, would depend on if I thought it was worth the value. You know?
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Because it is a little short, but it's good. So,
say like
I would kind of wait for it to go on sale personally, but yeah, it's kind of older at this point, so.
Yeah, probably around $5 to $10.
Yeah.
That kind of range.
Mm-hmm. There is some DLC you can add to the game after you play it. You can buy some. I think it adds 2 or 3 extra levels to the game, but still not that much.
Yeah. Yeah, the game is only 5 levels. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so definitely too short. Another thing is sometimes I felt like the auto checkpoints. Is that the term? Auto checkpoints? Auto save?
Auto save checkpoint, yeah.
Whatever you want to call them. I felt like sometimes those would put you too far back
Yeah, they're spaced too far.
You, yeah, it would make you replay too much of the level. To where it was like, oh crap, if I die, this is like 10 minutes after a replay because it puts you so far back. It's just like, did I miss a checkpoint or something somewhere? And you have to, you only have the auto save, so you can't save it yourself. So I wish like you could just save whenever you wanted.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
But I guess it being such a short game, they're like, this is a way to make it a little longer. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree with you. They could use a few more checkpoints. So one of my cons is I feel like the controls were a little bit clunky sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like when it came to like grabbing objects or your character stumbling for no apparent reason. Or like sometimes their perspectives would get like wonky and like you'd be holding right and your character would suddenly like kind of like come towards the screen a little bit and like just walk off
the ledges.
Yeah, I've walked off so many cliffs in this game just because of like the weird,
the perspective was off.
Yeah, I thought I was just holding right and walking right, but I guess the character came towards me a little bit or slightly, so mm-hmm. that I just walked right off a cliff.
Yeah, I definitely thought this game could be a little more challenging. Some of the puzzles could be a little harder. Maybe it would be nice if there was a difficulty option if you wanted to do easy or hard. That would definitely give it more replayability, I think.
Yeah.
So I kind of wish it had that.
I feel like difficulty is tough for puzzles because it's like you have one puzzle, right?
True.
Like how do you make the puzzle harder?
Well, for example, the one where you have the janitor's arms coming through the door and you have to break the cage that's kind of holding the door open so it falls and crushes his arms. You could have his arms moving more faster.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
That's true.
So, I don't know, maybe there's ways you could do it.
That's a good point. So, my last con is, while there's no tutorial, which is good, the game also doesn't really tell you what the controls are at the beginning of the game. So, I remember getting stuck, like, right at the start, just because I didn't realize I could hold the grab button to climb.
That's true.
And stuff like that, where it's like, okay, yeah, I do need to know the basics.
But did it really take you that long to figure it out?
Took me longer than I would have liked. That's what I'm saying. It's, they could have just had a simple prompt on the screen like, hey, hold this button to climb.
Like, they did do that for some things. They were like, hold X to pick up objects or certain things they did have kind of like instructions for.
Yeah, I never got that for the climbing one though. But yeah, maybe they did have a little bit more help like that if you needed it.
I don't know.
But
I didn't think it was that bad. But you know me, I never want a tutorial.
Yeah. I'm a fan of no tutorials. I just want like some basic instructions at the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, tell me what the control, what do the buttons do? You know.
But you're really good about just trying out all the buttons normally.
Yeah, I mean, so I can figure it out, but I don't know. If it's something nuanced like that, you got to tell me.
Okay.
So let's get into strategy.
All right.
So you thought this game was a little too easy?
Yeah, a little too easy. It's kind of simple. It's still really fun, though. I like it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's a lot of strategy to give.
Yeah, I had a hard time thinking of stuff.
The main thing is to just explore everything, see what you can grab, see what you can pick up, see what you can jump on, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which I feel like you would normally do in any video game. But for this, since it's puzzle-based, a lot of it is, you have to pick something up and do something with it or move something somewhere so you can jump somewhere or, you know.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know. What other strategy would you give, Eric?
I'd say pay attention to places you can hide because you might suddenly need to hide for some reason.
Yeah.
Break things like pots and whatever.
Yeah, break everything.
Because
that goes with my thing of exploring, I feel like.
It kind of does.
I will say, breaking all the stuff is really fun.
Yeah.
Because you're like the same size as a wine bottle. So imagine just pushing that thing on the ground, man. So fun.
Oh, and the running slide. You should practice that.
Run and slide.
You got to do that.
I pretty much only ran everywhere because she was kind of slow walking.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just going to run the whole thing. And of course, I fell and died immediately, but whatever.
All right, so moving on to the future. You have anything?
I do. So we already talked about Little Nightmares 2 that was released after this, I think 2021. And then I read that there's going to be a Little Nightmares 3 coming out next year.
Yeah, I saw that too.
So
it's pretty exciting.
They haven't set an official date, I don't think, but I did see the year 2025. So
yeah, I saw that too. So it should be coming out sometime next year, which is great. So yeah. I'm glad they're still going with the series. I hope it continues.
Yeah, I already started playing Little Nightmares 2 because it's actually free for PlayStation Plus this month. So if you have PlayStation Plus and you want to get the second one now, so it'll be free. If you play the first one, you'll have the second one for free. I really am enjoying the PlayStation Plus subscription these days. I feel like they're putting some good games on there.
Yeah, they have put some good games on there. So there's another game, a co-op horror survival game called Reanimal that's coming out, also by Tazier Studios. The game has been announced, but the release date has not yet. So
a co-op horror?
Yeah.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah. I like the idea. So, and the game is called Reanimal.
Cool.
I saw the cover, and the cover looks super creepy. So looking forward to that.
Nice. Awesome.
All right. So moving on to the challenge. Your challenge, Nikki, was to hug some gnomes.
Oh, yeah.
You needed to hug 7 of the 13 gnomes in the game.
Mm-hmm.
How many did you hug?
I definitely hugged 7. We counted it up. What was it? 9 or 10?
Yeah, I thought it was 8, but...
I thought it was 9.
Okay, 8 or 9.
Yeah, 8 or 9. So definitely got the challenge.
Good job.
I overachieved. By far.
So many gnomes hugged.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, thanks for picking the game. I really liked it, and I definitely recommend if people are looking for a little spooky but not too scary game, I definitely recommend this one.
Yeah, I do too.
So, Eric, are you scared? Are you shaking in your boots over there?
I'm shaking in my boots.
At what game I'm going to pick?
Oh, no.
Because it's going to be scary.
All right. What you got, Nikki?
All right.
Well, let me guess.
Let me
guess first. All right. So there are a lot of good horror games you could pick from. There's the Resident Evil series, like the Dead Space series.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I put a question out to a women's gamer group that I'm in, and I got some really cool suggestions that I'd never heard of. Madison was one that came up. Visage was another one. And then... Mortuary Assistant was another one. I'm like, yeah, that does sound pretty creepy.
All right. So you got your whole list of games to play for the future.
Yeah. Got a lot of ideas, and I'm excited about it.
So I'm assuming it's none of the games we've listed so far.
No.
Okay. What about one of the Amnesia games?
I've never heard of those. So okay. No.
All right.
The game I picked is actually, I have multiple reasons for picking it. Besides it being scary.
All right.
So, reason number one, we already own it, so we don't have to buy a game.
That's nice.
We're trying to save money right now, and a lot of these games are like $70. I'm like, I can't do that right now.
Well, it's also Halloween, so I think they're charging a little bit more.
Two, I've started this game a couple times, and I have not finished it yet for reasons that I really can't remember. So, I want to have an excuse to just beat it. No quitting this time. And then three, it's really scary game, and it's much scarier than Little Nightmares and What Remains of Edith Finch. So I think it's a good stepping stone to the scary game.
Okay, I think I know what game you're talking about.
All right, what is it?
The Last of Us.
I think you know that because I re-downloaded it on the PlayStation and you saw it, didn't you?
No, I didn't actually, I didn't.
Lies. Yes, The Last of Us Remastered, so the first one, and your challenge is to beat the game on any difficulty level that you choose and collect all 14 comics without looking it up online.
Oh, God. That sounds like an impossible task.
Well, that's the task, so you do it or you wrap. Like a little baby. Plus, I thought maybe we could watch the series as well as homework. And I thought that could be fun.
All right.
Because I know how much you love scary stuff.
Sounds good.
Cool. Till next time.
Bye.
Like this episode, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, rate us on Spotify, and we would like to know, what's the scariest game you've ever played? Please comment and let us know. We would like to start a list of games, scary games we want to play. All right, thanks for everything. Bye.